The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. So head to netsuite.com/wallstreet right now.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, April 15th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla plans to lay off more than 10% of its global workforce. In an email informing employees of the job cuts, CEO Elon Musk cited the need to reduce costs and increase productivity. Two prominent executives also announced their departures. The shakeup comes as the world's most valuable automaker leans into developing autonomous vehicles as its growth prospects for selling electric cars dim. For more on the company's autonomous vehicle plans, tune into tomorrow's Tech News Briefing. The U.S. government is granting Samsung up to $6.4 billion to build chipmaking facilities just outside Austin, Texas. The Commerce Department said Samsung is using the grant money to help hike its investment in Texas to roughly $45 billion, including adding a second chipmaking factory. The Commerce Department said the Samsung projects will create 17,000 construction jobs and 4,500 manufacturing jobs. And Apple's global smartphone shipments fell 9.6% on year to 50.1 million units in the first quarter, according to preliminary data from research firm International Data Corporation. Meanwhile, Samsung shipments fell 0.7% to 60.1 million units, enough for the South Korean company to reclaim its status as the number one seller of smartphones worldwide. That's according to IDC's quarterly tracking of smartphone shipments. However, total shipments of the top five makers of smartphones expanded for the third straight quarter, rising 7.8% on year, and with Chinese companies like Xiaomi and Transsion taking bigger slices of the pie. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.